the remittances and payment systems market has been evolving greatly over the last 5 years due to many reasons. The inclusion of new technology. You will see an article or you'll hear about a story of money being sent through mobile devices. Basically, many new ways of sending money to your loved one back home. And one of the main issues for the African continent has been, in particular, to send money to rural areas. We need to understand that at least half of all the flows of remittances going to Africa go to rural areas. And this is what causes a problem in trying to identify the players that can securely, safely deliver that money. But beyond the money is also the linkages with other financial services to make the remittances count, to give more options for the families that receive these remittances to do something more than just push it to consumption. And this is where the opportunity for postal networks in Africa to sort of reinvent themselves. Because there is a reality today, which is that postal offices in Africa and around the world deliver more financial products than mail.
And now, speaking of those postal services that are doing a good job at meeting these needs, could you give us an example from the field or tell us how that's working?
Yes, absolutely. Some postal networks in Ghana are including mobile services. In Sierra Leone, the new system has been sent, which is basically more of a supermarket services, which means that the system is including now the possibility for the clients not only to receive remittances, but to save part of it, also to pay bills directly. That gives much more control to the remitters of where this money should be spent.
Earlier you spoke about other means for sending money, such as mobile services on phones or via the internet. How is the post office able to compete with these?
Well, the point is nowadays you need to do this through partnerships. And the partnerships is really where the solution lies. The postal networks in Africa still have a comparative advantage given the infrastructure that they have, the proximity to the people in rural areas. There's still a lot of technical challenges, sometimes electricity, but that can be addressed also through solar panels. But the beautiful aspect of this is that the technology now is sort of closing those infrastructural gaps that existed, and with also technical assistance, are bringing now or expanding, let's say, what we call point of sale, the point where you can go and get those services, which also now can be linked with other players that are providing other services. So this is the notion of supermarket, being able to go to the post office that you trust and get quality services. The good examples that are being showcased now across many countries in Africa is really promising for the future. But most importantly, the private sector and other service providers are seeing this as something positive for them and have therefore an incentive also to help the post.
How about cost? I mean, is there a difference in the cost that the post office offers?
There's the financial cost and there's the opportunity cost. When you need to go get your money in the next village and you basically need to take a bus, leave whatever activity, leave your kids, that's already an opportunity cost right there. Plus, it of course costs more. The cheapest cost in Africa is at this stage the postal offices. Now, they're not doing such a good job as some major remittance companies that will charge you a premium, obviously. This is where the trend is going. They just need to get better at doing their business. And at the same time, they cut what I mentioned as an opportunity cost. They're closer to the people. For many of the services linked to remittances, the first-time client will need to see it with their own eyes. So having a physical presence, it's extremely important. Even if you're going to be using your mobile device afterwards, you need the human contact. And that's absolutely important in rural areas if you really want to be successful.
Mr. De Vasconcelos, thank you very much. Muito obrigada. You spoke about post offices just needing to get better at doing their business. What is going to be the outcome of this conference?
The outcome is already in view. I think inspiration for others to follow suit. and particularly for governments to understand that there's an analogy that has been done here already, that many postal networks are sitting on top of a gold mine, but many don't know how or where to dig. So with the help of government focus, partnerships, we can make that a reality. And in the process, really help millions of families benefit more from these remittances and the linkages with other financial services, and of course affecting development as a whole.